human nature doesn't change. What does change is technology. So the question really is, what happens if this goes on? It's a big question, and that is not something we struggle with 100 years ago. I asked you the question, if you got ejected out of the third biggest country in the world, or if I denied you privileges to live in any of the five largest countries in the world, would your life go on? Probably. So the question really is, now, what if you actually got canceled by Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google? What if Microsoft just denied you access privileges? Could you run a business? Could you work? It's a big question. The question is, would your life go on? Stop and think a little bit. Today, we have a company that listens to everything a billion people say. We have another company that answers the questions that 4 billion people ask. We have companies that deliver the food and all of the goods that you need to survive to hundreds of millions of people. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And eventually they realize it's a corrupt and a rigged game and they can't succeed at it. Should we just withdraw from a corrupt economy? There's no point in going on strike unless you form the union first. Bitcoin is a union. I'm gonna leave the thought. Rather than removing your labor from a corrupt economy, you should remove your money from a corrupt economy. Your only hope is to unionize your own activities and organize your activities with people of like ideology that believe as you believe. More people, more power. Bitcoin is a shining city in cyberspace, and you can go there once you understand it. January 3rd, 2009 is the singularity. That's the point at which Satoshi Nakamoto developed the technology to transfer value through space without a trusted third party. They say he solved the Byzantine general's problem. But if you can transfer something of value through cyberspace without a trusted third party, that means you can create and store and transfer energy in the digital realm. Most people don't realize this, but Satoshi opened a portal from the physical realm into the digital realm, and energy began to flow into cyberspace, bringing conservation of energy and matter, objectivity, truth, time, and consequence into the digital realm, delivering property rights, freedom, and sovereignty that is separate from the physical and the political realm to humanity. Bitcoin is a swarm of cyber hornets, serving the goddess of wisdom, feeding on the fire of truth, exponentially growing, ever smarter, faster, and stronger, behind a wall of encrypted energy. It's the hardest substance in the universe. Most people don't know it. Most people are afraid of it. Never done that before. It's the perfect engineered material to solve our problem, but people are living in fear. And how are we gonna get them to not be fearful? People said, you can't stand on it, it'll destroy you. It's like standing on a bridge made of steel. Never done that before. It's like build the bridge, go stand out in the middle of the bridge. Show people that it's not gonna break. You build an airplane, fly the airplane. We said, well, if it's good for 100 million, it's good for 1 billion. If it's good for 1 billion, we might as well go for 4 billion. the money, fix the world. Bitcoin's a protocol to create free ideas, free economies, and free assets beyond the control of corrupt institutions. Human nature doesn't change. What does change is technology. We gotta go to the moon or Mars or cyberspace. Bitcoin is a shining city.
Bitcoin's a union
in cyberspace.
Join us. Thank you.